paragraph Dalid. Vial Kain Iker HaKorban Hu HaChelev Shemakriven Al HaMizbeach. And this is why one of the most important aspects of a korban, when a Jew brings a korban, is the fact that he takes the chelev and burns it, has offers it, sacrifices it on the mizbeach. Kishom melubosh chius gavoya kanal, because as we said earlier, in this chelev is found a very high level of chius. It's just that we don't have the ability to sort out that chias through the process of shchita and through our eating that chelev. Kihu atzmoi bechinas pegam l'shana kodesh zua masanocha sheitol b'chava kanal, because it's associated with the concept of pegam loshna kodesh, the filth that the snake injected into Chava. Shehi bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh. Chava represents shleimus loshna kodesh. V'alkein ein koyach basakin shel shchito lachnioi. And that's why the knife that the shochet uses the shecht with is not powerful enough to be machnia the sitrachra in that chelev. V'alkein yef shelavaroi bachila. And therefore, again, by eating that chelev, we cannot sort out the kedusha, separate the good from the bad, in a sense. Avlal yidei eish shalom mizbeach. However, when we take this chelev and we put it on the mizbeach, the fire of the mizbeach, shom nisraf venivar venichle horasha boilegamri, the fire there destroys the negative aspect, the ra of this chelev completely. Vazai oile chiyuso yelakdusha, and then the chiyus that's found in that chelev, the chiyus tikdusha, is elevated. Venase nachas ruach godo ilafonov, and it generates a major satisfaction to Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ishe reach nichoyach laHashem. Vese bechinas kol chelev laHashem, and this is why the pasuk says all chelev belongs to Hashem. Because from this chelev, when we burn it on the mizbeach, there's a very high level of kedusha that goes up to Hashem from it. Because the fire is the main tikkun of this chelev. We said that chelev represents pegam abris. As the pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, kol dovar asher yovoy boesh, Taviru Boesh V'Toher. Anything whose tumah came through fire, you remove the tumah with fire, and then it becomes pure. Kamesha Kosov, Rabbeinu Neri Yorba Mokamachar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah David, in the first half of Likud Iman. Ki Achelev Shubchinas Zuamas Hanochosh, because Chelev, which represents the filth of the snake, Chamimus HaYetzahora, the passion of the Yetzahora, the fire of the Yetzahora, because the fats inside the body is what warms the body and heats up the blood. That's what causes the warmth of desires, of the wrong kind of desires. Therefore, the main tikkun for that is through fire. Bebechinas taviru boesh. You remove it through fire. That's why the negative aspect of this chelev is purified through the fire on the mizbeach, by putting it on the mizbeach. And this is why, again, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use chelev. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to use it. V'af she'osur b'achila, despite the fact that it cannot be eaten, yesh boi tzorech godol afilu liYisrael, it could have major constructive purposes even for a Jew. Dahainu shumishtamesh lahadloko ulahoyer, he can use it for light. He can use it as a fuel. Ki yesh boi chiyus gavoya kanal, because this chelev has a very high level chiyus in it. Rak she'yef shel vararoy al yedei achilo kanal. It's just that through the process of eating, we do not have the power to sort out the good from the bad in the chelev. V'alkein roiv tikunei achelev hu al yedei hu'ur. And therefore, the majority of the tikun of this chelev is through fire. Because through fire it gets purified and the chius comes out of it. And therefore one of the main purposes of this fats is for light, you know. Because again, by burning this chalev and using it as to fuel a light, a candle, we're elevating it to what its original purpose was, which we said that inside the body, the fats are what nourish the brain. That's where this chiyus fell from its original high level status, from serving the brain. Shehu neir hadoile kanal, where we said that the brain is represented, is similar to the concept of a burning candle. Now, by using this unkosher fats, this chalev, you know, as a candle, as a source of light, azai nizbarer bo'esh kanal, the chalev gets purified through the fire, vazai oile chiyusoy v'yotze or golomeno, and then the chiyus comes out from that chalev, and it results in a great light coming from it. Because as we said, inside chalev is found a very high level source of energy, high level spiritually. Paragraph A, v'zeh b'chinas isur dam. With this we could also understand why a Jew is not allowed to eat, drink blood. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. The pasuk says that the blood is the life force, the soul, shehi achius, v'alkein shom nechaz ha-sitrachra b'yoser. And that's why the sitrachra tries to latch on to there very, very much so. Because as we said earlier, the Sidrachra tries to attach itself to wherever there is the greatest Kiddusha or the greatest Chiyus. And this is why all sins and all mistakes, you know, religiously, come from the blood, through the heating up of the blood that flows through the 365 gidim. That's the source, the root of the 365 negative commandments in the Torah. Bifrat pagam abris, especially pagam abris, shehu klolius hagidim, whereby the bris kodesh is referred to as the klolius of all the gidim. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Torah Choftes, in the first half of Likud Imran, She'ikar pegama bris, klolius hagidin al yidei resichas adamim kanal, that pegama bris, whereby the bris is referred to as the klolius of all the gidin, it's a composite of all the gidin, comes about through a heating up of the blood in the person. V'alkein osur lechol dom, and it's for this reason that a Jew is not allowed to eat blood, because blood has this kesher to the sitrachra in a big way. The sitrachra is very much connected over there. Avul. However, machma she'en shom chiyus gavoya kamoi b'toycha chalovim, because of the fact that in blood is not found a high-level energy as in fats. The blood is not what nourishes the brain the same way the fats does. Kishom malubosh we said that in fats is found an energy source that nourishes the brain. Aval hadam hu hanefesh, whereas the dam is associated with the soul. Shemalubosh shom b'chinas madrego achroino shel hachius, whereby that's the lowest level of the chius of the person is called nefesh, b'chinas nefesh. When we speak about nefesh, ruach, neshama, the nefesh represents the lowest level spiritual chiyus. The neshama is the highest level spiritual chiyus. And we know, for example, when we put on tefillin in the morning, we say, shehaneshama shebemoichi. The neshama is in the brain. So again, the chalev, which nourishes the brain, is a very high level spiritual energy. The blood, which is nefesh, ki adam hu anefesh, is a much lower level spiritual energy. because the blood, chalev, is generated, we said, from the purest part of the food. Blood is generated from the lowest level part of the food. V'alkein li'achar shchita sumisa sabehema. And therefore, after we shecht a behema, or after a behema dies, sheyoytze hanefesh v'achius misham, the life leaves it, azai acharkach hadam nishbach kamayim. Then the blood spilled out like water, ve'enoy nitzrach l'roiv, and it's not necessary, it's not needed. Ve'en mishtamishem boy, it's not used for anything. Kiloy nishar boy chiyas kiyim mu'at moid. Because there's very little energy, very little life force left in that blood. Kikol hachiyus hayotzmenu b'shas misa sabahim abeis shchitosa. Because all of the life that's in that blood leaves it at the time that the animal dies, at the time of shchita. V'alkein osur lasos boy masu matan. That's why a Jew is not allowed to do business with blood, to sell it, you know. Ki hachiyus hamuot hamalubosh nivgam shom machmas mu'otoy v'katnusoy. Because the little bit of spiritual energy that's found, that remains in that blood, is defective because it's so small, because it's so low. That's why we don't really have any use for it. It doesn't really have much of a value. You don't see people selling animal blood that much. Whereas the fats, because of the fact that it has a very high level spiritual energy in it, which fell down from the choicest part of the chiyus of the brain, al kein afilu achar mises habehema adai nishar boi chiyus harbe v'choshuv. This is why even after the behema has died, these parts still have in them tremendous chiyus and are of major importance. V'al kein yesh boi tzorech godol, that's why this fat is very useful, v'shove momen harbe, it's worth a lot of money. And because of its importance, even though the sitra achra is very much connected there, still, the essence of it is not damaged by the sitra achra. And therefore, you're allowed to buy and sell this chalif. Ki hachiyus hamalubosh b'chelev shum b'chinas moichin hayna b'chinas madra. Because the chiyus that's found in the chelev shehum b'chinas moichin, which is associated with the brain, haynu mibchinas madrego achroina. That chiyus is coming from the lowest part of the brain. Mibchinas raglin shel hamoyach. If we look at the brain as being a complete organism, then the chiyus of this chelev is coming from the feet of the brain. Ki hachelev hu moisrei hashmanim kanal. Because as we said earlier, chelev, the unkosher fats, is the dregs of the oils of the body. Umekoimoi bakloyos. And its place is by the kidneys. Sheshom ho eitzo. That's where a person draws eitzo from. Shehem b'chinas raglin shel hamoyach. Eitzo is associated with the lower part of the moyach, the feet of the moyach. Ki hakloyoi sehem b'chinas raglin kemuva. Because the kidneys, which are in the lower part of the torso of the body, are associated with the feet. V'alkein oisoi hachiyus shel hachelev kanal hu b'chinas Shefa chiyus shel mamoim, and therefore the energy, the spiritual energy that's found in this chelev, is associated with the energy that's found in money, shehu bechinas moichin v'das shel hanefesh, which is referred to as the moichin and das of the nefesh, shehi bechinas nukva, which is female. K'moy shemeduktuk b'divrei Rabbeinu Arior, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 69, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Shekosav, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Shehamomoin hu shoyresh hanefesh, that money is the root of the nefesh. V'hashoyresh hu b'chinas hamoichin. And we know that the root is always the concept of moichin, sechel. Ki hamoichin heim hashoyresh v'achiyus shel kol dover. Because the moichin are the root and the life force of everything. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, HaChochma Techaya. Chochma gives life. So Moichen is Chiyus. Moichen goes is synonymous with Chiyus. Rav Nosson Zal is obviously talking about delicate things here. He's touching on Kabbalistic concepts, showing the different parts of the body, where they're nourished from, what level, what's higher level, what's lower level, showing how within foods, again, what's higher level, what's lower level, where it draws its energy, its spiritual energy from. Nimtza shehamomoin shehu shoyrish hanefesh, so based on what we said in this previous paragraph, money, which is the source of the nefesh, is the chius and moichin of the nefesh, which is bechinas nukva. Nefesh is nukva. V'hubo mebechinas raglin shel hamadrego shel amamimenu. And it draws, the rule kabbalistically is always that the nukva draws from the nukva is below the zohar, and the nukva draws from the feet of the level above it. Shehu bechinas tchoira, the level above it is called zohar. Shehu bechinas moichin lahamadrego shetachtov, the feet of the upper level, the feet of the third floor, become the moichin of the sec of the floor below it. Sheshom bechinas hamomoin. And we know that's where money is. Money is associated with the feet. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "Vayevorech ois Hashem oischo leragli." Hashem blessed you because of me. This is what Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, but he used that word leragli, to my feet. Ki bechinas raglin shel hamadrega shelamalo hu shoyrish hachius bechinas moichin shel hamadrega shetachto. Because the rule in Kabbalah is always that the feet of the level above are the source, are what give chius to the brain of the level below. V'alkein hamomoin shubchinas ragli hamoichin kanal, and therefore money, which is ragli hamoichin, hu shoyresh hachius shel hanefesh, is the source of life for the nefesh, which is the level below. Dahinu b'chinas moichin shel hanefesh. That's what nourishes the moichin of the nefesh, the level below. Nimtza shehachius shebechelev hu mebechinas ragli hamoichin kanal. So therefore, the chius, the spiritual energy that's found in chelev, is associated with the feet of the moichin, of that level above. Hu bechinas shefa shel momoin shu sherish hanefesh. That's associated with this money that's the source, the root of this nefesh. V'hu chius gavoya moid kanal. And that's a very high level spiritual energy. And this is why we're allowed to extract the money from the chelev. We're allowed to sell chelev and get money from it and do business with that money. That money is kosher money. This is also the concept of the whiteness of fat. Fats are usually white. Because it draws from the white matter of the brain. Because chelev is associated with the klipa of lovon, the rasha, lovon arasha. V'hadam hu bechinas esev, sheyotzad moini. Whereas blood is associated with the klipa of esev, who came out red. Shu bechinas koved, moledam. He's associated with the liver, which is all blood. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Neir Yehoshua, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Nun Zayin, v'alkein belovon af shehu klipo tmeya ma'oid adayin nishar boi chiyus harbei shel akdusha v'gavoya ma'oid. And it's for this reason that even though lovon represents a very tomei klipo, still there's major chiyus digdusha that's found in him. Dahayinu b'chinas nafshois neshe Yaakov, which is the wives of Yaakov Avinu, their souls, im sharoshem, and the shoirish of their souls, shehu ashirus, which is the wealth that Yaakov Avinu had to take from Lavan. V'alkein torach Yaakov etzloi, that's why Yaakov Avinu worked very hard by Lavan, עד שהוציאון ממנו, עם שרושם, until he succeeded in extracting those wives, Bilha, you know, Rachel, Leah, Bilha, and Zilpah from Lavan, with their roots, with their money, with their wealth. V'alkein afilu la'achar shenesoan, and that's why even after he married them, which means supposedly he got them already, Yoga ma'oid oid etzloi, he struggled, he continued to work very hard by Lavan, kedei lohitzi mimenu shoyresh chiyusam, in order to succeed in extracting from Lavan the shoyresh chiyus of those four wives. Dahainu ho ashirus shoyitzi mimenu, which is the wealth that he took out from Lavan. This is what the Pasuk says, ki kol ha'i, that the wives said to him, Rachel and Leah said to Yaakov, ki kol ha'ishir asher hitzel alikim yavinu, all the wealth that Hashem saved from our father, lonuhu, it's ours. Lonu daiko, ki shelonuhu, they understood that it's theirs, ki hu shorashenu kanal, because that wealth is the shorish of our nefoshos. As Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likutei Moran, that Ashirus is the shoyrish of the nefoshos. V'zeh shomer Yaakov l'lovon, this is why Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan in that pasuk that we quoted earlier, Vayavorech oyschol Hashem oyschol aragli, Hashem blessed you because of me. And Yaakov Avinu used that word l'aragli, l'aragli daiko. Haynu she Yaakov shubchinas hamoichin shebikdusha, Yaakov Avinu, who represents Moichin of Kedusha, To'an Lelovon, he argued with Lavan and he said, Shekol ha'ashirus shebola Lavan, that all the wealth that Lavan had acquired and swallowed up, you know, that the Sitrachra had swallowed, Hakol hu minefilas raglov kanal, all of it came from the feet of Yaakov Avinu, Leragli, from the fact that the feet, the Kedusha that was in the feet, fell down. As we mentioned earlier, Lavan, who symbolizes Chelev, which represents the Moyach of the lower level, the Moyach of Nukva, it draws its energy from the feet of the level above it, from the feet of Yaakov, the Leragli that he said. And that's why this wealth was found by Lavan. V'alkein yoga Yaakov l'shaber klipas Lavan. And this is why Yaakov Avinu worked very hard to break that klip of Lavan, lohitzi mimenu ha'ashirus, to extract from him the wealth, shehu shoyresh nafshois noshov, which is the roots of the souls of the wives of Yaakov Avinu. Because we said again, ashirus, the nefesh comes from the same place as wealth comes from. Aval Esav, who zu amodedava, whereas Esav is the opposite. Esav represents the filth of gold. V'inikosoi min moisrois hadamim. He's not whiteness. Esav is not white. He's red, like gold. Gold is associated with redness. Silver is associated with white. V'inikosoi min moisrois hadamim hanishorim l'achar sheyotza achi shebidush mehem. Esav draws his energy from the leftover blood, after all the chiyus of kedusha has left the blood. V'alkein lo nishar boi chiyus shebikdusha kim mu'et mo'oid mo'oid. Therefore, once the chiyus of kedusha leaves the blood, there's very, very little that remains there. V'hu nivla v'nifgam shamoid, and the little bit of kedusha that remains there is swallowed up and very defective. Alkein lo yotza min esav el kedusha. And it's for this reason that we don't find Yaakov Avinu, let's say, getting any wives from Esav, like he was able to from Lavan. Yaakov Avinu was able to extract a very high level of Kedusha from Lavan, which he was not able to extract from Esav. And the Kedusha that Yaakov Avinu succeeded in extracting from Lavan was pure and white without any defect. That's the Rochel, Leah, Bilha, and Zilpah.